Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mickey McDermott. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting second. The third baseman, Rudy Regalado. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Mossy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Mossy. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Majeski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesce scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball four. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett strikes out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Senators. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Majeski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy strikes out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Regalado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Strickland moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Strickland moves to third. Regalado moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards short. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-1 in the game. Umflett takes first base on ball 4. Sievers moves to second. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tipton hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-1 in the game. Westlake hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. the Senators will come to bat. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0 for 1 in the game. McDermott takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McDermott moves to second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a pop-up towards third. Regalado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to third for the out. Yost moves to second. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer now playing right field. Tom Umflett now playing center field. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mossy takes first base on ball 4. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Regalado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels strikes out. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Majeski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Regalado fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Regalado. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McDermott bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Tipton moves to second. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tipton moves to third. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Majeski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-2 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila pinch runs for Hank Majeski. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila moves to second. Al Rosen pinch hits for Don Mossy. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Avila moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for George Strickland. Connie Marrero now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Regalado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regalado is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Regalado hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila scores. Hegan scores. Rosen moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Regalado moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Bunky Stewart now pitching. Al Smith pinch hits for Vic Wirtz. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ray Narlski now pitching. Al Smith now playing shortstop. Bobby Avila now playing second base. Al Rosen now playing first base. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon strikes out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Vollmer hits a pop-up towards first. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-3 in the game. Westlake hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Westlake reaches second base with a double. Philly moves to third. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Philly scores. Westlake scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Glynn now playing first base. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Umflett hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tipton hits a pop-up towards short. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Wright pinch hits for Bunky Stewart. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive towards the mound. Narlski can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.